Good morning and welcome to The Conversation. I'm Chris Vandercook. Good morning, Beth Ann.
Good morning.
We've kind of got a whole new political class in America sprung up over the last couple of years, young progressives.
This is true. And how they have been springing up largely came through the Bernie Sanders campaign.
Exactly.
We saw a lot of that happening. But what happens with all the energy, you know, when it has to go somewhere? Where is it going now? We're going to talk about that this morning. Because, you know, with all the recent calls for civic engagement, it could sound like the rhetoric we usually hear around legislative sessions and election campaigns. But in a political climate with President Trump seeking to control the thermostat, the calls to action for Democrats are already more than just pat phrases, perhaps especially to former Bernie Sanders supporters. In Hawaii, that would include Cameron Sato, once a member of Students for Bernie. Cameron Sato is now a legislative aide for Senator Stanley Chang and an active member of the group the Students for Bernie became, the young progressives demanding action. So what exactly do they want? Cameron Sato is in our studio with a little bit of a slice of information about that. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Beth Ann. It's a pleasure to be here, and thank you to all the listeners out there.
So when you look at how this group transcended from being directly involved with the Bernie Sanders campaign to many of those issues that were brought up through the campaign, how expressly do you see them being evident in Hawaii?
So we all understand that nationally we have President-elect Trump, we have a Republican-controlled House and Senate, and that if we want to see progressive change happen here in Hawaii, it has to be done by us locally. So when Bernie Sanders spoke about the minimum wage or marijuana legalization or addressing income inequality, these issues can be addressed here locally by us.
We've been told now for quite a while that at what happens in your local level is what you feel most.
Absolutely.
That's the impact that most people are going to train their attention toward. And when you bring up some of these issues that all surround, you know, social justice or environmental justice or many of the things that we put before the word justice now, what are you seeing in the legislature this time around that young progressives are being able to take on as their work this time?
Well, let's take minimum wage, for example. There are more than at least five bills I'm looking at right now that are addressing this issue, that are taking this seriously. So I can see there must be some sort of support from the public if that many legislators really want to address this issue.
Then again, you've got a lot of people who are involved in business who, you know, through the Chamber of Commerce, have said in a steadfast way for several years that they can't afford it. If that minimum wage rises, that they're going to have to put more people into part-time situations and cut back in other ways.
They've done many, many studies about this topic. And what they all say is when you increase the minimum wage at a gradual level, when you incrementally increase it, not a rapid increase, when we approach $15 by 2021 or 2023, that allows the economy to adjust. And that when we compare two counties across state lines that have different minimum wages, we see no increase in unemployment.
Looking at the years that it will take to get to that $15, also looking at how the real amount of money that you make and what that translates into buying power is also changing. There are those who are saying this is nice, but it's too slow and it's not going to necessarily result in the kind of change that you're talking about.
Absolutely. You know, lots of people want to see a minimum wage now. That right now, people need a minimum wage of about $14.60 or so is what some of the data suggests. Is to live in Hawaii, you need about $14.60. But for years and years, people like the Chamber of Commerce have said that we're going to have massive unemployment. So we've been sheepish about increasing the minimum wage up until around a couple of years ago where we first started increasing it. When before that, we had not increased it for 7 years. So what we're doing right now is we're trying to catch up with the increased cost of living that we have not been able to catch up with in the previous many years. But now that there is this strong grassroots support, we hope to have some support this legislative session and get this thing passed.
Minimum wage has already been increasing. How do you see what we have already been on track to do now dovetailing with some of the bills that you see there that might accelerate it?
The other things that people want to talk about are the oxybenzone ban, as well as having the PUC realign to.
I'm talking about the minimum wage in terms of that, because you know we've been watching it increase steadily,
yes.
And that seems to be the big nugget that everyone has been surrounding to talk about it within. Living wage, we've talked about that for a very long time. And as that's one of the major issues that you've taken on with the Young Progressives, how do you see this dovetailing with the trajectory that we're already on now as we've been slowly increasing
okay.
it?
Okay. Yes, that would put us on track to approaching a minimum wage that would allow people to have a decent life where they aren't working 2 40-hour-a-week jobs just to get by, because the rent and the cost of living in Hawaii is very high. And when people, what people are going to tell me now is they're going to tell me, Cameron, you're going to make the cost of everything go up. But the study suggests that when you do have an increase in minimum wage, that the cost of goods and services do not increase at the same rate as minimum wage.
In the interest of time, we're going to move on to that other
yes.
bill that you were talking about, the oxybenzone bill. You're also taking on environmental justice.
Yes. So there's a lot of things that people are concerned about, from AES to Red Hill. But specific legislation that we have this session is oxybenzone, as well as having the PUC look at how ratepayers are how Hawaiian Electric is compensated for rates. So SB 366 will allow the PUC to set up an incentives-based system based on performance, and as opposed to just pumping out more electricity and building projects. So this would realign to allow for a more sustainable Hawaiian Electric and a more sustainable grid, and allow people to have rooftop PV in this overall ecosystem.
You're moving in lots of directions with the Young Progressives.
Yes.
But if you had to look back over your shoulder, say, after the session is finished, is there part of the platform, if you will, of the Young Progressives that you would say would be fulfilled by a certain part of it? If you had to choose from among all those things that you're out there actively trying to promote, what would give you the most satisfaction by the end of the session?
So picking one of the several issues is challenging, but
Probably not going to get them all.
Well,
right?
we have, it's not just myself leading it. We have several other people who are going to be engaged in following each sort of these constituency groups we have broken out. We have people who are going to be pushing for the emergency pregnancy centers or pregnancy clinics, the so-called fake abortion clinics, to inform the public that when they are doing business, that they need to provide information that they are not providing healthcare services, they are not certified healthcare services, and or that we need to address the inequity or the inhumanity of conversion therapy, that we need to ban conversion therapy, that there are many, many peoples across this nation who are very traumatized, and the suicide rates or the suicide from as a result of conversion therapy is just unacceptable.
Conversion therapy meaning the idea that you can change someone's sexual orientation.
Absolutely, Bethann.
Okay, so with all of those things and so many people working on so many levels, as a group, though, of young progressives that you've coalesced, you don't have just a bunch of independent people working around together, but is there something that you think is the absolute must for this session?
I guess because I'm tasked with economic issues, I am impartial to the minimum wage, but my other partners care greatly about the environment and as well as social justice. So for me, it's minimum wage, but for others, they would say otherwise.
Well, it's nice to see all of you engaged, and we'll see which one of you is right.
Yes.
Come the end of the session, what happens. Thanks so much.
Well, thank you very much.
Cameron Sato started organizing with the Bernie Sanders campaign while studying mechanical engineering at UH Manoa. He's now involved with the Young Progressives demanding action, and he is working for Senator Stanley Chang.